proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish belief. We continued our study of false Jewish messiahs by looking at the claims of Simon Bar Kokhba back in the 2nd century AD. The dramatic failure of his rebellion dampened enthusiasm among those Jews who sought to proclaim themselves as the promised Messiah. Nonetheless, especially after the emergence and growth of Islam, other men arose who asserted such preeminence. One of these was a man by the name of Abu Issa, whose name, by the way, means Father of Jesus. Abu Issa lived in Persia during the mid-18th century. He proclaimed himself as the last of five heralds preceding the advent of the promised Messiah. However, his own followers promoted him as the true Messiah. Abu Issa instituted a number of changes to Jewish rabbinic law, changes which his adherents adopted. For example, he advocated a position about divorce that was held by the first century Jewish teacher Shammai. Shammai believed that a man could divorce his wife, but only for serious infractions, not for trivial matters. Abu Issa also added a number of petitions to the existing Jewish liturgy, perhaps in conformity with this verse from Psalm 119. Quote, "Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment," unquote. Abu Issa's adherents ascribed to him the performance of two miracles. He wrote several books, notwithstanding his literacy. In addition, he supposedly defended his forces single-handedly from a Muslim assault. Yudgan, a disciple of Abu Issa who referred to himself as Al-Rai, that is, the shepherd. Yudkan picked up his master's mantle. He encouraged his adherents to live as ascetics, just as his master Abu Issa had done. They were also to refrain from eating meat and drinking wine. Al-Rai taught that the Torah had a figurative meaning as well as a literal one. He argued that Jews ought to keep the Sabbath days and festivals as memorials of those holidays. He also opposed anthropomorphism, that is to say, ascribing human characteristics to God. After Yudkan died, his followers called themselves, appropriately enough, Yudganites. They believed that he actually did not die, but that he would soon return. This viewpoint has similarities to a basic Islamic doctrine, which holds that Jesus Christ never really died on the cross, but only appeared to do so. Another messianic claimant named Cyrene, also known as Severus, lived in 8th century Syria. This man put himself forth as a type of Moses, promising to lead his followers through a desert into a land of promise. Severus's message appealed to those Jews living in Islamic territories, Jews who experienced excessive taxation under their Muslim overlords. Many such Jews abandoned their homes and flocked to his standard. Upon joining his group, they paid a tithe unto him. Severus's adherents did not follow Jewish dietary regulations, nor did they use prayers composed by the Jewish sages. They also disdained the use of documentation in connection with marriage and divorce ceremonies. These were some examples of 8th century figures who claimed to be Messiah. Needless to say, all of them were false claimants. Jesus Christ alone is the prophesied Messiah foretold in the Old Testament. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio program about Jewish belief.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.